Our teacher, Geshe Gelick, back from his break. And it's a really wonderful tradition in Tibetan Buddhism to greet the teacher when he arrives with a kata. We'll also have an opportunity at the end of the teachings to personally offer him a kata and an offering or a card if you have one. But we can line up out here in the lobby to offer katas. And we do have katas for people to borrow if you don't have your own, but please make sure you return it to the bin so everybody who needs to borrow one will have one. So we can go on out in the lobby if you want to.
So please turn to page 34 in the Gold Prayer Book, and we'll recite the Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra above the title Daily Prayers. And if you have the white binder, just turn to the first page that has the list of Kadampa Center prayers. Taya ta om mune mune ma. The four immeasurables in English, one time. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. We'll turn to page 37 and we'll says the four immeasurables chanting version at the toward the bottom. so if you have the white binder, it's the Tibetan words by the music notes. Sen chen chant the two mantras below that. Chen Rezig's mantra. Chen Rezig is the Buddha of great compassion. And then eight times. And then Green Tara's mantra seven times. And she's the deity of enlightened activity. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. peme. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu
re soha.
Okay, the children are welcome to go to their classes.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be back and very, very happy to see you again. did you meditate? Oh, maybe short meditations, only 2 hours. Let's do maybe short breathing meditations. According to the instructions, instruction of the breathing meditations, you know, first and foremost important, you know, before you meditate. So all of us, you know, including myself, so we must check our mental state. Why? Because, you know, we can meditate if our mind is upset or unsettled. So therefore, you know, we must analyze, check our mindset before we meditate. Okay, the best is to meditate out of positive mindset, you know. positive mindset, okay. So if you find out your mind's kind of, you know, upset, you know, so there could be thousands of reasons. So then exhale forcefully from the mouth, okay? Then visualize sincerely, genuinely visualize that, you know, that the negative mindset, you know, goes out of your systems and out of, you know, the center, then out of the universe, okay? Exhale, then you breathe in, inhale. So then exhale, we just, you know, there's numbers, so I'm not going to talk about numbers, so we just do that, you know. If your mind is kind of like, if you find out your mind is kind of unsettled, then breathe, exhale forcefully, okay? Like something like that. So then inhale, you know, so we do that, you know, number of times, okay? So today I will talk about, you know, meditations, okay? That's the first. I took up 3 months up, or 2 months, I think 2 months. So now the first class here, so begin with the meditation. So, first, what is meditations? Then the purpose of meditations, or reason why we should meditate, the reason. So then probably the result, temporary result, ultimate result, and like that. Before talk about what is meditation, so maybe talk a little bit, give you how one should sit when you meditate, okay? How one should sit when you meditate. So these instructions has been taught thousands of years ago. You know, it has, or how is the history, or I think it's better if something has history, it's better than something new. So that means I didn't make it up last night. So that's what it means. It has history. So I'm just repeating here. So this is called like 7 or 8, point sitting, how to sit properly or when you meditate. It's like following the footprint of Buddha Vajracchana. Vajracchana is one of the, there's 5 Buddha families, and Buddha Vajracchana is one of them, okay? Sanje, Nambanangze, is how you say in Tibetan. Lu Nam Nang, the body, the sitting, like a body posture is like Buddha Vajracchana, how you sit, when you meditate. So first, it begin with the foot. Foot. Maybe I'm hungry, so that's why I'm talking about food. So legs, it begins with the legs. So then when you use word foot, oh, there's food, is that just that part? Oh, okay. So. Okay, legs, okay, it's not the foot, it's the legs. Cross leg. So there's like full water cross, that means you see both of your heel on your lap. That's called full water cross. So that's, kind of hard to do, but it's not impossible, it's very possible to do, but it's hard, so put in that. Then you see both of your knee, heel on your lap, that's full water cross, like that. Close, but not exact, but close, yeah. So like that, probably require a lot of yoga practice. For me, impossible. For you, maybe it's very possible. So for me, so usually I sit, then that's called full water cross. So then half water cross. So then can be like right leg in, left leg in, right leg out, doesn't matter. Which leg in, doesn't matter, based on your situation. You don't know, doesn't matter. So right leg in, left leg in, doesn't matter. That's the first one, the leg, so should be like that. So now the hand. Left hand below then right hand above. Then you touch your finger like this. It has some significant meanings, or something to do with to generate inner heat, which is located in the near our belly button. So there's something to do with that. Okay, so just forget that. So that's too complicated. just symbolize that. So not going to go into details. So in America you already have heat inside house. You don't need that. In Tibet there's no heat. Plus a lot of snow. So the left hand like this, the right hand above, then you touch your two thumbnail, then place, you don't need to hold like that. Some people just hold it like this, that's a little bit too much. Just place on your lap. According to the instruction, it says, four finger below your belly buttons. The reason, so their shape signifies how to generate inner heat. So that's why it plays four finger below your belly button. That's where the inner heat is located, according to Vajrayana teachings. That's where inner heat is located. So that's why you place that four finger below your belly button, but you don't need to measure. No need to ask someone to come here to measure before you meditate. No, not necessary. Just place that. There's a second sitting position, Kangba, Lagba, like that. So then it says, they should not touch, like this, should not touch, so need to be relaxed, okay, need to be relaxed. Says, leave some space between your body and your hand, in case if you decide to meditate like all day long, so then there's some space that the wind can run through. That's why not like this, like that. Relax, like that. So you can share. This is instruction that's been taught thousands of years ago. And people follow that, so then produce great results. Kangba, labana, leg, hand, now back. No, needs to be straight. Straight, need to be straight. Uncooked Italian pasta. Uncooked. Not to cook with the tomatoes, not like that. All kind of straight. The example they use in the text is called like stack of coin. Uncooked Italian pasta is much straight than coin, stack of coin. Why? It has reason. Everything has reason. Why? Because when you talk about chakra channels, wind or energy, so when you talk about channel, there's like how many channels? There's like 82,000 channels. 82,000 channels located in our body. I just know the number. I don't know the details. Don't ask me. I just know the number, 82,000. But among those channels, there's three main channels. Three main channels close to the back, located close to the back. So all this other rest of the channel merge from those three main channels. Then of course there's a nut, what's called nut. Based on the chakra, there's five chakras located in our body. Five chakras. Then from chakra, it's kind of like channel box. Not like time on the cable channel box, but the channel box. So a long time ago, Robina asked me, what is that chakra? Actually, it's like, that's where the channel merge. From each chakra, there's number of channel merge from there, So right now, in my case, I don't know about your case, but my case, these three channels, especially the center one, center channel is completely blocked. It's completely blocked. It's not open at all. It's just nuts. You know, so you need to, through meditation, you need to untie the knot and to learn how to send the energy into the center channels. So, and then, you know, so then if you manage to do that, then, you know, it's like a lot of benefit, physical benefit, mental benefit, there's all kind of benefits that you can, you will achieve if you manage to send the channels. So because of that, you know, so if you keep your back straight, the channel is going to be straight. Straight? If the channel is straight, the energy will run through smoothly. That's why you keep your back straight. This is mainly if you do sitting meditations. You know, we are talking about sitting meditation, not just talking about meditation, not all, any kind of meditation. No, there's another kind of meditation. You don't have to sit down. You can still do meditation, but you don't need to sit down. No, but this is more like sitting meditation. So, 21 breathing meditations, things like the sitting meditation. No, and then particularly concentration meditations does require sitting. You know, you can do concentration meditations while you are walking here, there. You know, you can do that. So then there's the third one. Kangba, Laba, Kyaba, there's the back. You know, should be straight, okay? Reason behind that is if the back is straight, the channel is going to be straight. If the channel is straight, the energy will run through smoothly. Energy is, you know, you can separate, you cannot separate energy and thought. Every thought comes with energy. You cannot separate. See? When you're breathing, when you start to concentrate your breath, exhale, inhale, that's one, that's like thought involved. Anything that's to do with the thought, then there's energy involved. You know, the thought and energy, you cannot separate. You cannot separate them. You know, it comes with them. Lung, sen, lung, energy, sen, mind, or thought. Jubachi. These are simultaneous. You can't separate them, you know. So, therefore, when you, any kind of meditations, any form of sitting meditation does require thinking. Without thinking, then it's not meditation, it's just sitting like chicken. It's not meditation, no, sitting like squirrel on the tree. Or like, you know, like a crane, because a crane, the long leg, sitting on the one leg, we cannot do that, they can sit. But that's not meditation, you know. So the energy will run through smoothly, okay? Kangba, leg, lagba, hand, keba, back, there's three. Kangba, lagba, keba, some. Out of seven or eight, you can count seven or eight. Kangba, lagba, keba, some. So chu, so, teeth, chu, lip, che, tongue. Count one. There's three things you count one. You know, when you count seven sitting positions, so, teeth, chew, lip, che, tongue. Yeah, tongue. So, you count one. You know. So those things need to be, let it be natural. Natural, you know, as I mentioned before, not like, that's not natural. There's too much stress on the body, face. Just let it be natural. So you can do it. So true. So now tongue, you know, there's like tip of the tongue should touch upper palate. So that prevent dripping. It's no joke. Yeah, that's a different dream. If you sit there a long time, you know, so... in the monastery, you know, there's a lot of sitting, a lot, long hours of sitting monastery. There's sometimes you see monks. Then, you know, precious jewel comes out. especially the young one, you know, young one. So I went to monastery when I was 7. Can you imagine? Then, you know, long hours of sitting. Just little boy, you know, can sit. So then, you know. Then over time you learn how to take one of the best nap in most difficult positions. In the beginning, you know, they go like this. If you're a newcomer, then sometimes you just flip over. It's dangerous, you know, because there's a line, long line. Each line, there's probably 100 monks, then there's between, there's like 3 feet to serve tea. The wooden bowl, you know, not like this wooden bowl, big bowl. It's not so much big, so you know, all the bowls is there. If you flip over, you are going to flip over maybe with the butter tea. You'll probably take shower in butter tea. So then in the beginning, you know, like that, all of that. So then slowly, after like 7, 5, 6 years, then you learn. Looks like meditation, but it's like napping. Without moving. So the discipline, we have discipline. The monks we elect, you know, elect. The whole monastery elect. So that monk is responsible for who is like not talking, chatting, not sleeping, napping. So he needs to look at them, you know. So he kind of goes back and forth between line here and there, you know, something here, something there. And he has seats close to the main gate, main door. He has sit there, and he has, the seat is kind of reserved for him. So sometimes he sits there, and sometimes he goes around. Then if you do a little bit like that, and he comes around very gently. Then all monks know that you are napping. I heard in Tibet, you know, there's no electricity. So discipline has to carry some kind of lamp to see, you know. So in Tibet, the young monks, some of them are very naughty. So they put butter. Well, this one was can. they become the generate wisdom. How to protect, you know, their nap. They put butter there. So the tip of the tongue, you know, should like place on the upper palate, you know, so that prevents to get thirsty or to prevent from drool. So teeth, tongue, lip, count 1, that's 4. Leg, hand, back, 3 of them, that's 4. So then go, head. No, it's not like, you can, when you meditate, you can like do like that. No, that's not meditation. No. That's just like whirling around. So head needs to be a little bit like, you know, down. Go. That's 5. Go. A little bit down. Then, meek. Eye. Go. Not all the way close, not wide open, not all the way close, no, a little bit, no, gummy, like, almost like looking down on tip of your nose, looking on tip of your nose. But, again, no need to make extra effort to see the tip of nose. That's not the point, you know. So Tibetan, if you don't have long nose, you can't see it. if you are from Germany, suppose, German or I think or Dutch, I'm not sure. That one of them has big nose. So that's advantage. So you know, you don't need to make extra effort to see the tip of nose. That's another point. Just place your eye down. Not close, not open. You know, if it's close after meditation, it's okay. No need to worry about opening them up. No need to worry. You know, go. Number 5, meek. Number 6, right? Gomi. Gomi. Tapasana, now the shoulder. Shoulder, I always said shoulder, you know. So not like this, not like that, you know. So just relax, you know. Leg, hand, back 3. Tongue, teeth, lip 4. Head 5. Eye 6. Shoulder, number 7. Number 7, not like this, not like this, no, just relax. So this is called a 7-point sitting meditation. Okay, 7-point sitting meditation. So you can share, you know, so then benefit is that it's already been taught and been tested and produced great results. You know, it has origin, so that's good news. So then what's the 8? You know, sometimes they say 8, so then you ate. Breathing, you ate. Only if you find out your mind is unsettled, then you do breathing meditation. It's a kind of technique to make your mind neutral. See, the main purpose of this breathing meditation, 21 breathing meditation, is to make your mind neutral. Almost like, you know, making your mind like white fabric. White fabric that you can dye any color. Okay, neutral. There's one story, you know, goes with that. There's like one house. In that house, there's one bed. Only one bed. That bed is only, that bed is big enough to hold one person, not two person, one person. A single bed. So, one person is already there. One person is already on the bed. So now you want to get on that bed, but that bed holds only one person. If you force that person, more likely that person is not going to go away. So what you can do, you can trick that person. You could go to the window and say, oh, snake, this big snake. The person may jump out of the bed to look up the snake, there's no snake, then you go back to the gym. So that's the story they, you know, used for this breathing meditation, like that, breathing meditation, because mind is so already upset. That means the bed is occupied by this, you know, mind that's really upset. You can't force that mind to go away, but you can trick that mind. How? Focusing on breathing. So that's the way to trick your mind. So if your mind is already good, state, you don't need to do breathing meditation. You can just begin with whatever meditation you do, you just begin with that, okay? So that's why mainly you see or you hear or you see the text 7-point sitting positions. When you see 8-point, if you wonder what is number 8, that's breathing. Sometimes you see, sometimes you don't see. Why? Sometimes why you don't see that? Because it's not necessary. It's not necessary, no? When it becomes necessary, then you do. It's not necessary. It's not like everybody, when they meditate, their mind is all upset. It's not like that, you know. It's like it varies. Some people's mind is upset, some people's mind is neutral. Then you don't need to do breathing meditation, you know. That's why 7 or 8 point sitting meditation, you know? This is for the sake of knowledge. That's according to, you know, meditation instructions. That's how, especially when you do breathing meditation, single frontal meditation, that's how one should sit. You know, sit. Is it important? Is it important to learn? Yes, it's very important. Yes, it's important to learn. If you want to do meditation, it's important to learn. Huh? Probably some of you may have heard about Lama Marpa. Lama Marpa. You heard of Milarepa? Milarepa, there's no... I think that's the first Tibetan hippies. Way before that, you have hippies from Los Angeles. So Tibetan hippies, the Milarepa, you know. So great, great practitioners. Great practitioners, you know, like, yeah. Wandering in the wilderness. Wandering in the wilderness, you know, to liberate himself completely from all the problems for good. Milarepa, great, great practitioners. And his teacher Lama Marpa, Lama Marpa said in one of his book, he said, even though there's many, many meditators in Tibet, but none of them can compete the way I sit when I meditate. So therefore, sitting is quite important. Marpa said, there are so many meditators in Tibet, but none of them can compete the way I sit. That means Lama Marpa, when he meditates, he sits properly. So that's why it signifies the importance of learning how to sit properly when you meditate, okay? Just want to share that for you, share with you for the sake of knowledge. So now the second thing is, what is meditation? Important things. What is meditation? Gom. Tibetan word is called gom. Gom means meditation. Gom. You know, you have probably dealing things to do because Christmas is approaching, Christmas is coming. You have so many things to do, but you choose to come here. You know, so, and I feel moral responsibility to share with you something that, you know, has at least, you know, like whether you do meditation or not, it's totally up to you, but at least you learn something when you go, when the class is over, then you learn something. And not just learn, whatever you learn, it has origin. It's originated. It's like, it's been taught thousands of years ago. So, from my side, sharing that with you can also kind of feel good. So, that's why, you know, it's very important. What is meditation? You know, in Tibetan word, it's called gom. Gom. You know, gom. What is gom? Gom means, you know, making our mind familiar. 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 Is my English clear?
Yes,
when I've been here 18 years, I'm getting older. Same time, my English is also getting older. gom. No, gom is making your mind, our mind, familiar. Kumdichaba. Kumdichaba means making our mind familiar with something. Khomna lawa machuwe ngui dekha yo maye. Tewe neba chungkowe, neba chungkowe. What Shantideva said, Shantideva, that's one of the Indian master, what he said in his book is called Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. Wonderful book, you know, wonderful book. So in that book, I don't remember which chapter, but in somewhere in that book, Shantideva did mention, Khomna lawa machuwes. If you make effort to make yourself familiar with something, there's nothing they cannot become familiar. Familiar? Make sense?
There's nothing,
it doesn't become easier. If you try to make effort to make, you know, you make as make familiar with something, there's nothing. There's nothing that does not become easier. Does it make sense? Able to tolerate small problems. You learn how to tolerate bigger problems. Who said Shantideva said? Like when the center taught the books, like 3rd century, what century? 9th century. That book has been taught 9 centuries. This old book, this antique book, this book is very antique. If you like antique, so this book is antique. So in that book, you know. So therefore, making familiar with something, that's the meaning of meditation, GOM. This is just sitting. This is not meditation, it's just sitting, you know. This is, the 7th point is called, not, it doesn't call meditation, it's called sitting positions. It's not meditation. You can sit like this. Whether it's meditation or not meditation, it very much depends on your mind. That's important to distinguish. You can sit like that, that's called sitting position, it's not meditation, no? Squirrel can sit, crane can sit, chicken can sit, or anybody can sit, no? So now, like such as, you know, loving kindness, compassion, tolerance, patience, ethics, all of that, you know, there's one aspect of meditations. So that means, you know, for example, like compassions. How you meditate on compassions? That means you transform one of your thought into compassion. That's how you meditate. Make sense? One of your thought transform into compassions. Manifest into compassions. Other hand, such as like impermanent emptiness, what else? Selflessness, all of that, you know. So that's like you use them as object. You don't generate yourself, one of your thoughts, into that. You just use this object. Object? One, the material of compassion, then you generate your mind or transfer your mind into compassion. One of your thoughts become compassion. Makes difference? See difference? You see difference? Oh, good. So, if you don't understand, then I need help from the venerable nuns. Maybe they can say in better English. Ko shenam, shenam, shenam gom. No, meditation on shenam is like the. Oh, that refers to compassion, loving kindness. How you do meditation on that? You transform one of your thought, become that, become compassion, become loving kindness, become patience. So on the other hand, like impermanent emptiness, all of that, not like one of your thought, become that. You use that as an object. Then try to understand that, try to realize, understand that. That's what I'm going to do. Okay, so that's like a brief or roughly explanation about meditation, what's meditation. It's very important, for the sake of knowledge, very important. Huh? So now the purpose of meditation, you know, why you meditate. We have problems. Not like, if you don't have problem, meditation is not important. Why you meditate? There's no need for that. Why meditate? Doesn't matter how we look, how we dress, doesn't matter. We have problems. American, Tibetan, monks, nuns, lay people, young, old, everybody has problems. Everybody. You know, so this rope doesn't prevent from problems. It's just rope. If that rope protects from problems, I can order a bunch of them and and distribute it to each one of you. So then after one Sunday, you are free from problems. Easy. That's not the case. It's not the case. Problems that are related to the body, physical. No, not the, like, as a, I think in Buddhist philosophical texts, when you say body, it doesn't mean physical body. Body means, it includes five senses. Everything, you know. So, pleasure, happiness, we get seeing something, hearing something, smelling something, listening something, eating something, touching something. These are all physical. The pleasure or happiness related to the body. Lui, body, dewa, happiness. That's physical. There's not mental things, it's physical. Because it's heavily rely on external object. Longest external object is there, it's there. It's not there, if the external object is not there, if the external object is no longer there, those happiness is gone. Even though external object is there, that happiness doesn't guarantee, there's no guarantee. Make sense? So when you go to Nepal, countryside of Nepal, the happiness that come from French fry from McDonald's is gone. Happiness that related associated with the Papa John pizza is completely gone. But there's no Papa John pizza there. It's gone. That's what it is called. Physical. Similar physical happiness, the physical problems. Mental happiness, mental problems. You know, when it's come down to physical, there are so many options. There are so many options that you do, you know, the medication, what the exercise, and you know, like yoga, then like jumping up and down and climbing trees, jumping out of airplanes, all kind of things that you do to gain physical pleasure. So now the problem is when it's come down to mind, mental. It's much more sophisticated, much more profound, much more complex, complicated. So think about that. Think about the 1 minute, think about that. The problem that related to the body, not related to the body, the problem that related to the mind, which was more heavier. So, what we do, the problem related to the mind, what we do, how we solve, the question is how we solve this. There's nothing you can buy in like Sam's Club to solve their problems, the Costco, Sam's Club, there's tons of things you can buy, but there's nothing for the mind. So therefore, it's very, very like, to educate ourselves, you know, there's so much going on within the mind world, mental world. There's so much happening. So many meetings taking place. There's no recess. Nobody's going anywhere. All the time they're talking. What do you do? What do we do when we get angry? What we should do when we get angry? When we get jealous, what we should do? Screaming doesn't help. how to say, you can scream, how to say?
At the top of your lung?
Yeah, you can scream at the top of your lung. And anger will not go away. You can kick the door. It will go to hurt your feet. That's all. No, it's going to hurt your feet, that's all. No. You can break things, you can throw this on the floor. You lose one cup, they probably need to buy another one. It will cost money. That's all. What do you do? Therefore, the meditation is important. Meditation is important. So, yeah, it's not easy. Sorry, or my friend, it's not easy. It's hard. But we can't just give up. Oh, it's so hard. It's never going to be easy. It's never going to be easy. It's never been easy. It's never going to be easy. So, no. Having a positive mindset, that is the main point of meditation, how to generate positive mindset. If you manage to do that, that's productive meditations. How to think positive, Think positive of yourself. It's not something that you hate, you don't like. According to Buddhism, it's called precious human life. That's what we should think about this life, is something precious. Precious, no? Precious human life. But unfortunately, there's no one answer. There's needs so many different, how you say, knowledge to understand it, you know, because it's very complex. It's very complicated. It's very complex. Otherwise, we become like walking atom bomb. Walking atom bomb about to explode any second. Doesn't require much. Bomb. Just touch like this, bomb. Like that, you know. It's very difficult. It's very hard. You know, so easy to get angry. It's so easy to get angry. Doesn't require much. Somebody says something a little bit, you get angry. When you get angry, you lose your peace of mind. You have no happiness. No matter, you can be billionaire, you are unhappy person. You can be doctor, you can be scholar, you can be gishi, monk, nun, you are unhappy person. That's what it is. Huh? So, how to challenge all the negative mindset. Loving kindness, compassion, tolerance, patience, we talk about all the time. This will definitely help us to protect from problems, mainly from the problems that relate to the mind. You can be living in the cave, middle of nowhere, but you can be the one of the most happiest person on this planet. This is not dependent on how much you possess, how much you own. The mental happiness, that mental happiness increase. It's not dependent on the external object. It's just by thinking. You know, so according to Rolling Stone, how you say? I can get no satisfaction. By eating pizza, eating chocolate chip cookie from Whole Food, just temporarily, I can get no satisfaction. Watching TV, listening music, going on vacation, I get bored and blah, 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 blah. I can get no satisfaction. It's already been said. It's not like, oh, that's a Rolling Stone person, that's the one who just invented it. No. It's already been said. But they put into songs, so everyone can enjoy listening to that. It's already been said thousands of years ago. So therefore, every day we need to think. You know? All the problems that are caused by thinking needs to solve by thinking. You can't just, you know, saying simple prayer. Or it's not good, you know. We need to really learn, you know, what's anger, downside anger, the patient, all you need to learn. Okay? For example, like compassion, you know. in order to meditate on compassion, first you need to learn what is compassion, how you define compassion. What is compassion? How you define compassion? What is the definition of compassion? Yeah, we have been like, our life has been difficult because of you know, negative mindset, not because of loving kindness, compassion, because of negative mindset, our life has been difficult. It's been difficult. No, it's going to be difficult if you don't do anything, if you don't do something. No? Therefore, in the beginning of the class, we say, may all living beings have happiness, cause of happiness. So that mindset is critical. May all living beings, not just may all American people, no. May all breathing living beings, I wish them happiness. Having that mindset is critical for your happiness, is very critical for your happiness. Huh? Not just saying that, but really trying to concentrate, while you are saying it, really trying to concentrate on the meaning of that, you know, meaning of that word. May all living beings have happiness and cause of happiness. When you look around, everybody, see? I have problems, you have problems. Why you try to destroy the happiness? It doesn't make sense at all. Doesn't make sense. You know, why? Like, you have no idea how long you are going to live? Meanwhile, you are living here and you are just harming someone. Doesn't make sense. And how your life is going to be happy? It's impossible. Then life has no meaning. If you're just hurting someone, that life has no meaning. Life has no meaning. Oh. It doesn't matter what kind of religion they believe, what kind of tradition they follow, they're still breathing living beings. They're still like same as you, looking for happiness and trying very hard to overcome from suffering. Every second, same. You don't have extra reason to be happy. That base is same. You know? So it's very important to think. Or some people, they heavily rely on prayer. They say and they think about the meaning of prayer and they meditate. You know, every day, you know, the bottom line is how to generate positive mindset. That's very important. If you think good, you feel good. If you feel good, you will do good things. It's not that complicated. If you mean to some animals, they are not going to come close to you. They have no education, they have no school, no, but they know you are being mean to them. They don't come close to you. Even the animals knows, you know. So what is lacking is like compassion, loving kindness, you know, so easy to say, you know, so don't think, you know, but I'm the one who's saying it now. Oh, you are welcome to say, so I can take break again at home. You know, it's not easy. Been monk like since I was 7 is not easy. You know, mind is always a problem. It's not easy at all. It's not easy, you know. But you can't just give up. Because it's so hard, it's never going to be easy, you know. You fail, then you stand up again, you know, It's hard, so... you know, so then therefore there's like teaching is called Lam Rim. The stage is the path. It teach you how to meditate step by step. The whole instruction is there. You know, all the answers, all the problems that we humans face, not just human, all the living beings face, particularly human, because we have this sophisticated brain. Other living beings, they can't think much, you know. But the human, we think. We think too much. particularly American, I think. is that true? sometimes you have problems. You say, oh, why does not there so much problem? And then you try to solve the old problem. All of a sudden you get job, and everything's fine, everything's going so well. Now you start to worry, or maybe there's something wrong. Because everything's going so well, there's nothing to worry. Then you try to find something to worry. Maybe there's something wrong, everything's going well. That's probably too much thinking. So we get together here every Sunday, Monday, you know, there's many classes. The main purpose is to think something positive every day. Think something positive. Or remember all the positive things that happen in our life, remember them again and again. Not just remember all the miserable things. We are so good at that. We just visit them again, 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 again. Nothing good come out of that. just think that, you know, how is it? Dunga tamusame mediation, dungao problem. Tamul means even the tiniest one, dunga tamusame mediation. Nobody. It's very important to think nobody wants any problem, nobody. Person you consider as enemy, they also don't want any problem. People don't share your same belief, they don't want any problems. People don't share your same culture, they don't want any problem. People don't have same skin color, they don't have any problem. Including yourself, nobody. Nobody want any problem, nobody. Dunga tamusame mediation, dela, namya chosenare, dela. When it comes down to happiness, nobody's content. Nobody. You, everybody, nobody's content. That's the fact. That's the reality. That's the fact. It's nothing to do with the religion, it's nothing to do with the Buddhism, it's nothing to do with the Christianity, it's just fact. It's just reality. Now that includes all the animals, they don't have religions. That includes also them too. There's no difference. Even a person who shares same belief, same religion, same culture, look same color, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They don't want even tiniest problem. They are not satisfied with all the happiness. In that regard, based on that foundation, you are equal. Dunga tamusame mediation, dela namye chosenare, dabba shenla chepa yemeshe, shende gawa chepa chosenare. There's no differences between that, you and others. Therefore, you should wish something wonderful for the other persons. You just develop the wish to something wonderful to that person. You get immense benefit. Is that true? Will they solve the problem? Is that what you've been doing all since from beginning this time? Probably not. Dunga tamutame dada shena chepa yemeshe. Dunga tamutame dada shena chepa yemeshe. Shende gawa chepa chenjilo. If we have that mindset active 24 hours, 7 days a week, there will be no problem. But that's not how we think. Including myself. I'm not just saying to you, including myself. Somebody does something little bit, you just explode. You know? It's almost like if you don't think daily basis, if you don't think something positive, you become like walking, active volcano, or maybe atom bomb. just touch a little bit, just explode. But then, you know, some people it requires something, you know, they've been thinking about, you know, downside of anger is not good, you know. It, you know, takes them to some time to get angry. You know, they don't get angry right away. So that was very important, you know, while we're driving, walking, you know, like having some kind of mindset to protect us. We need to build armor around ourselves to protect ourselves, you know. Oh, this is very, very important, you know, every day, you know, there's no difference. It's not about Christian versus Buddhist, white versus black or brown. It's nothing to do with that. Everybody has problems, everybody. Same, you know, everybody's same. So that doesn't make sense. It doesn't really make sense at all why you do that. Doesn't make any sense at all. Doesn't make sense. So then you have healthy mind. Then you will get healthy body. It's very, very, how you say, there's like core relationship with healthy mind, healthy body. Even the scientists talk about. They don't believe in religion. They also talk about, you know, that lot. Because there's like, since 1970s, there's His Holiness initiate meeting between scientists and Buddhism. You know, they have been having like meetings, many, many meetings. You know, that's why they talk about, you know, that. Yeah, there's a few more minutes. So, So then, you know, that's analytical meditation, review meditations, you know, will definitely help. Review meditation means you remember certain material by heart. Then you review them, then you do kind of like analytical meditation while you say, then at the same time you think. It kind of reminds you what this life is all about. What this life is all about, you know, how to keep your mind happy. We are not perfect. Nobody is perfect. Nobody. Nobody. In samsara, there's no perfections. Everybody makes mistakes. Whereas perfection is liberation. And according to Buddhism, liberation, that's the perfection. That means you are free from negative thought. Then you become perfect. Until then, we all make mistakes. We scream. Not every single day, that probably our life will be in. So, you know, so you know, on and off, you know, we scream, you know. yeah, so. Then slowly, it will change. Slowly, our mind will change. Not overnight, but slowly, our thinking will change. When we look at other beings, we are thinking slowly. So it's not just overnight. No, it will change. Slowly it will change, you know. So that's good. It's good. The walking atom bomb is not good for anybody, you know. So then you think, oh, then you become, you are thinking, oh, maybe I really wish, you know, all living beings should have happiness. At least you are not going to harm anybody. That's good news. That's very good. You know, you are wishing them, regardless what they believe, what they look like, what their cultural background, you wish them well. You wish them happiness. And you get immense benefit. You know, you get immense benefit. So then you feel like, oh, my life has some meaning. I'm doing something, you know, indirectly contributing for the world peace, universal peace. So, therefore, you know, so I request at the center, you know, people to memorize certain, you know, texts. You know, I'm not asking you to memorize, but, you know, some people that did memorize. So then you do review meditation. You know, I've been trying, but still not my success. Been trying all these years, you know, since I was not seven, but seven, I officially went to the monastery. Then 7, 8, 9, then I was probably 16, 17. It's just wasting my time there, just hanging out, doing really nothing. Just culture thing, you know, you just go there, become monk, then you memorize some texts. You have no idea what you're saying. You don't know any meaning of the word. You just keep saying, then memorizing 10 pages, 20 pages, 15 pages, 16 pages. You can say, but doesn't mean anything. It's just like parrot. Or just become like computers, you know, just. So then like, mid like, early, like mid 20, early 20, then start to think a little bit, you know, early 20, mid 20, then become a little bit serious, you know, thinking about, but all of these years has been just not much, not very productive, just, you know, being part of the organization, so. But still now, still difficult. So therefore, you know, mind is here all the time, so that needs to be consistent with something. It doesn't have to be complicated, something simple that makes you think something good. Then when you do that, when you become, make yourself familiar with that, then eventually when you face problems, you can still manage to think something positive. So that's good things. So that's the hope. So I myself, you know, every single day, I say a lot of prayers, and sometimes I think about what I say, and kind of give me hope. Most of the time, I just mumble, blah, 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 blah. That's part of my life. I say a lot of prayers. Sometimes I just say, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'm also living happiness, causing happiness. Why are these people making noise? You know, why didn't they do the things that I asked them to do? I see things, you know, in the kitchens. They say, oh, may I also have happiness, of course I happiness, where's my glass? Where they put my glass, where they place my glass, you know? How many times I need to tell them, then I start another prayer. What do you do? You can't give up? Or if you think, oh, there's too bad, I can't control mind that I'm not going to do anything, then it's going to get worse. What do you do? So then next day you try again. When you think something positive one time, that's good things. You know, that's good. At least today I managed to think something positive. Well, I'm not going to think anything positive because yesterday I didn't have anything positive. So I'm not going to think any positive now. That's just ridiculous. You know? So then at least you think, oh, today, you know, I managed to think something good. So I saw my glass there, so it doesn't bother me. Yesterday it really bothers me, you know, like, why they didn't put the glass that I asked them to put still on the place. Then little things, you know, otherwise, even the little things makes you miserable. It's not big things, it's not big, you just make this big deal. It just makes me miserable, you know, so like, yeah, so just small things, you know, then everything becomes problem. Every little things become problems. When you think something positive, you just let it go. So when you not like you are, no, you didn't notice. You did notice, but you are not bothered by that. You just say, not big deal, just let it go. Then become better, 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 become better, become better. So then you say less thing. Before you feel like you have to say, every single time you have to say something, doesn't produce much good result, but you're still doing that again and again, and slowly so you realize, oh, better to, you know, minimize what I say, you know, so think something positive. So then slowly, but still every day is challenge, every day is challenge. So all my friends here, including myself, we all try our best to think something positive. And try to remember something positive, not always remember something negative. To remember something positive, think something positive, something nice. Something nice, not something nice. Not like, oh, like always, you know, like, oh, no good. Always thinking something negative is not good. Then happiness will go far away, far away, far away. Then you will not see happiness, you will not see happiness. Every day, trying to think something positive, okay? So, and you are capable, I am capable, we are fully capable to think something positive. You know, you don't have to believe in something. Oh, in order to think positive, I have to become Buddhist. No, that's not true. That's not true. Who said that? That's not true. You know? or in order to become something, you know, something positive. No, everybody can think something positive. That's what we gather here. That's what I'm trying to encourage the last 18 years here at the Kadamba Center. I'm trying to encourage people to think something positive. Something positive. If you don't know how to think something positive, read, study Lamrim and Guide to Buddhist Way of Life that explains every single thing, how to think positive. Then use that message and implement in daily basis. Then it will improve. Then eventually your mindset will change. Your mindset will change. And you enjoy true happiness. You enjoy true happiness. Even though you live by yourself, you don't feel lonely. Well, you feel good. Good about your life. You think you feel, you know, you feel your life is meaningful. Even though you live in a cave, middle of nowhere, you feel good. You feel good. If you don't believe me, you go to Dharamsala, North India, or Chopema, the Lotus Lake, near Dharamsala. There's a lot of monks, nuns, they live there, lifelong retreat. You visit them, I visit some of them, you visit them, talk to them, and see, are they miserable, are they happy? And look around how much they have, they just live in a cave, they have nothing. So then you question, how come that you are happy? Well, then you can talk to them, you know. So, so there are now still many living examples who lives in the cave, they are very happy. So that's all, so now time is over. I took extra 3 minutes, so so all my friends, that's what we do. We gather here and we help each other to think something positive. We are not trying to convert somebody into Buddhism and looking at our books, registration book, how many Buddhists today we got. There's no benefit. There's no benefit. There's no benefit. There's no benefit. It's better to look, oh, how many people think something positive today. Oh, that's really benefit. No, so that's good for the whole world, whole communities, okay? So then people come here, they feel, oh, people, it's Kadamba Center, people are so nice, so good. I'm 100% satisfied. Oh, there are so many Buddhists in the Kadamba Center, they are so mean. Time to close the center for good. No, there's no reason why. There's no meaning. Oh. So, okay, yeah, thank you.
So in the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to page 246 and just flip to the other side of the page in the prayer book in the binder, and we'll read the dedication prayer by Master Shantideva. 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled, in the mind laid down by depression. May the blind see form, and the deaf hear sound. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome care be fulfilled. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.
Well, I will, we have some announcement. I'm going to say a few mantras. It will take 1 minute, maybe a minute and a half. So some of them for your health, some of them for prevent from untimely death, such as accidents. And some of them create a cause to be born in Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land. So I've been doing that, you know, then I kind of stop. I don't know why. So I'm going to want to start it again, okay? Lama Tempa Chunde Te Te Che Cha Pa Na Cha Ma Ya Na Pa So Te Na Cha Kung Pa Ya Pa Do Me Pa Na Cha So Lo Chung Ta Cha Pa Chunde Te Te Che Cha Pa Na Cha Ma Ya Na Pa So Pe Na Cha Rin Cha So Ta Cha Na Cha So Lo Chung Ta Cha Pa Chung Chunde Te Te Che Cha Pa Na Cha Ma Ya Na Pa So Pe Na Cha Se Ye Pa Ma Su Ma Na Ma Cha So Lo Chung Ta Cha So Che Om Dum So Om Amita Ayun Da De So Ha Jide De Be So Wa Se Pa Me Some of them are for long, healthy, happy life, not like long, health, long, miserable life, long, healthy, happy life. Namo Ratna Ataya, Namo Aya Jana Sagara Birusana, Chuaranaya Tatakataya, Arahate, Samyasam Buddha, Namasawa Tatakatade, Arahate, Samyasam Buddha, Namo Aya Awalokiti Sharaya, Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, Mahakaruniga, Tiatum Tatatata, Diri Diri Duru Duru, Idi Vidya, Talisa, Tatsa, Tatsa, Kusumi, Kusumi, Eliminate the Dala, Abanaya, Soha. So now the next mantra is for your health. So then please, if you can visualize the bright blue light, cover by your body, cover whole your body, then purify all the physical difficulty, mental difficulty, okay?
Isn't it great to have Kishler back? So just a couple of quick announcements, and then we have an opportunity to welcome them back with katas if we'd like. Steve Hale is here. I don't see him. Steve Hale is here. He will be available after we're done this morning for newcomer Q&A that'll take place in the back of the Gampa. in the bulletin today, we mentioned that Geshe-la is going to be teaching on the foundation of all good qualities, which is a Lamrim text. And that's on the inside, and it's not on the schedule on the front, but it does begin this coming Wednesday at 7 o'clock. So please come for that if you'd like. Next Sunday is going to be a very special program. It is the anniversary of the day when His Holiness was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, so we're going to have a big celebration of that next Sunday. And now Gary Mickey has a few words for you, and then we can start offering katas. And if you don't have one, we have some up here available for you to borrow. Gary, the floor is yours.
I think Sue's going to say something about the show.
Yeah, Susan.
Hey, Jill asked me if I would say a few words from the perspective of a relatively newcomer to the center on the, you know, how did you get here and at what point did you decide to start helping and what were your choices around contributing to the center? And she knows about how much I hate talking in front of people, but she assured me it would go great. Then she immediately booked airplane tickets and took Miranda and got out of town for the weekend. So I don't know if that's a vote of confidence or just a wise choice. But, you know, how did I get here? Very circuitously. My brother and I were raised by the Christian Brothers of the De La Salle and Catholic Church, and that was for displaced and orphan kids. And they had a unique teaching style in the sense that they taught a lot of parables to us, things to remember, because they knew we weren't going back to structured families. Things that you could easily remember as a teenager, like one I was able to pass along to my daughter, you know, when things are bad and there's a lot of trouble, look for the helpers. Because there's always somebody that's willing to help. That's a good thing to know when you're a kid and you feel kind of alone. But the biggest thing that stuck with me most of my life was, and it was really hit home with the mentor I had in college, was pick the community you want to be part of and find who serves it. And when you find who serves it, go serve them. And they'll teach you everything you need to know. And I found that to be incredibly true here at the Kadampa Center. I came in like most people through the front door and wound up with Donna and Jill. And of course, Jill was here doing six things at one time, and her daughter Miranda was doing two of them, and you saw the commitment that the people who serve this organization, just how committed they are to serving. If you stop and look when we walk around, when we come in, at all the decorations and all the beauty, somebody purchased that, somebody put it together, somebody put it on the wall, somebody cleans it, somebody maintains it. And at the time, I guess I was taking the karma class from Steep, and Jill said I have a great opportunity for you. And it was, we need someone to clean the center on Fridays to get ready for Sundays. And I thought, hey, I'm getting on to this merit thing. Yeah, I'll clean the center. And that's when I started seeing the servers and serving the servers. What goes on here is unbelievable. Friday afternoons look like a small military deployment, with people blowing leaves and setting up flowers and cleaning things. It's just incredible. And our friend here, Don, I mean, the black chairs that you're sitting in, she wrangled out of the state for a dollar a piece. Now, there's your tax dollars at work, right? The big table we use out there for all our discussions, she paid a grand total of $15 for it. So when you look at how we're being served by our servers, we're being served well. They do the right thing, and they do it the right way. So, okay, that was my, what moved and inspired me. Of course, Jill told me after a couple months of cleaning the center, I was doing so well I can now clean the bathrooms. And I thought, and I want to check with Geshe-la, bathrooms, two times merit, right? Double merit? Three times merit.
Llama Tsongkhapa
is multiplied
by a million.
Okay. Well, I guess when you're dealing with eons of karma, it doesn't matter two or three. We wind up with clean bathrooms. It's good enough. So, getting involved, I mean, I'm really committed to the concept to serve the servers. How do I give? I enjoy doing what I do. It's whatever you do, you see it coming the other way. It comes right back to you. You look around, Helmut, or my latest teacher, you know, you look in the eyes of the Buddha, it comes back to you. It comes back the other way. As far as the financial end of things, hey, like I said, when we're buying chairs for a dollar each and we're spending $15 for a conference table, you really can't complain about how these guys are using our money. And but it does take money to do these things. Now, the way I handle it is 50% of what I'm going to give, I do a lump when they have the annual drive. And then the other 40% I'll give signed up monthly. The only reason why I do that is that so the folks, frankly, have some rough idea what revenue is coming in. Somebody has to be able to project that to decide how many visiting teachers are we going to have, how many new displays can we, what can we do here. And then 10% I wind up giving just when I'm moved and inspired by a visiting teacher or one of the events that we have. So if, you know, if anything that works for you in there, just take it and run with it. And if the serving the server thing works too, and I don't know if we can change the world, but I can see miles of clean bathrooms, you know, and that works for me. So thanks a lot.
Great. Thank you very much, Gary. That is very inspiring. Thank you, Geshe-la, for coming back, for doing the mantras for us. That's very inspiring. I'm Susan Potter, speaking on behalf of the annual appeal campaign, I suppose, and glad that Gary was here to speak as a new member. I took my first meditation class in 1994, so I'm at the other end of the barbell. And several older members have come together to form a little pledge fund to inspire new members like Gary to get involved financially and contribute to the center. There were 120 people who joined Kadampa Center in the last 2 years. In addition to Gary, 19 others have made commitments to our fund drive over the last year. So that's 20 of the 120. Of the other 100, many people may give informally through the just donation box or support other things, but this small group of older members is coming together to try to challenge new members to give at this core fundraising drive. And so they have raised $2,000 with the hope that 20 other new members out of the 100 or so that haven't pledged formally to an annual appeal will make that step. And so that would then double the number of people from the existing 20 people who give money. The new 20 members are challenged. And so that would bring the number of people from the last 2 years to a total of 40. Still not quite half of that group. But we think that sounds reasonable, achievable, and there'll be much benefit to themselves and to the center. If people want to give at any level, we are happy about that. Like Gary says, just hear what works for other people, consider it, be intentional. And we will be at the door with a how to give form. You can call Jill if you have any questions about how to get on the website to do that. But we're running this new member challenge for the month of December, hoping that 20 people who have joined up in the last, who have joined the center in the last 2 years will become donors, either a monthly supporter or an annual giver to the annual appeal. So thank you very much. Am I closing this out? Okay, so we'll start the Kata line. Great. Thank you.
Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. 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 Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha.
Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.